You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Northern Michigan is mostly white and rural. If you're black, like Dilla Scott and her three children, life up north can be hard. They say they've been harassed over their 30 years living here. They've endured, relying on each other and their faith in God. But now the arrest of a family member has shaken their conviction, and they're wondering if it's time to go. A note to listeners, this story does contain language that some might find disturbing. IPR's Max Johnston has more from Cadillac.
Back in early January, 24-year-old Alex Marshall and his family went to church. They go every Sunday. It's a ritual. This time, they decided to have Chinese food afterwards. Alex went to pick it up while his family waited at home. After getting the food, Alex was on his way back. A City of Cadillac police cruiser was behind him. When Alex eventually parked in front of his mother's house, the officer pulled in too. He didn't flash his lights, so Alex wasn't sure whether or not he was getting pulled over. Alex got out of his car. The police officer stepped out of his car too and approached him. The following is from a video Alex recorded on his cell phone.
There's an issue?
Huh?
Is there an issue?
Take your hand out of your pocket. We'll start there.
No, we ain't gotta take nothing out of my pocket.
The officer said Alex ran a stop sign a few blocks back.
Okay, why you didn't put me over back there? You just followed me all the way over here, went down there, and kept on standing.
Alex walked away from the police officer. He went around his car to get the food. The officer asked Alex to stop moving. He said he saw Alex stumble as he got out of his car and that he was being investigated for drunk driving. Alex said he did nothing wrong and that he was going inside.
Have a good day, sir. Have a good day.
Then things escalate. Alex reached inside his passenger seat to get the food. The officer approached him and grabbed his arms.
Don't touch me. Please don't touch me.
Officer, why are you touching me?
Because you're not obeying me.
You put your lights on me, dude. Get off of me.
I'm telling you your details.
Get off of me.
The officer got his arms around Alex and eventually wrestled him to the ground.
What the f*** are you doing? What the f*** are you doing?
Alex drops his phone in the snow, but it does keep recording.
Okay,
I
fell.
You fall out of your vehicle.
I fell because it's slippery.
I'm investigating you for drunk driving. That's what I am stopping you for.
You didn't even stop me, dude. I was already out of my car.
You can't identify yourself.
Dude, you didn't even.
You did not obey my commands.
Dude, get off
resisting.
Me.
The officer later wrote that he did not smell alcohol on Alex's breath while he was being arrested, but he says he couldn't check for other signs of intoxication because Alex wasn't complying.
My kids are out here. Are you kidding me, dude?
Dude, I'll reach anything. Okay, you can get me. I'm gonna get up.
The officer held Alex down on the ground. His mother and his two young children stood a few feet away, watching him getting taken away.
What did I do? What did I do? Dude, what the f*** did I do? Are you kidding me?
What you do?
Are you kidding me?
You're showing from your kids what you do.
Am I really, dude? You just grabbed me for no reason. What the f*** are you doing? Mom, call my lady right now. I'm calling you. You mother f***ing harassed me 24/7.
The Cadillac Police Department says this arrest was handled properly. They say their officer was responding to another call when he saw Alex run several stop signs. When the officer pulled up behind him and asked Alex to stop moving, Director of Public Safety Adam Otjepka said he was being lawfully detained and Alex didn't follow the officer's orders. He says they wouldn't change anything about the arrest. Except for one thing.
The officer instructed him why he was there, why he was making contact with him, that he was lawfully being detained, and Alex Marshall continued to not listen to the officer's lawful orders. And I wish Alex Marshall would have just complied with the officer.
Two charges against Alex, disorderly conduct and obstructing police, were later dismissed by the county prosecutor. A rep from their office said they had to prioritize other, more serious cases during the pandemic. Alex's mother, Dilla Scott, says the night of his arrest was one of the worst of her life. Dilla held her grandchildren, Alex's two young daughters, for hours while they cried.
That night,
yeah, we don't know.
I felt I really wanted to retaliate. That night, whew, couldn't sleep.
So Dilla did what she does every night. She prayed. She says faith is her survival and that the Lord speaks to her. She says he's guided her all her life. Decades earlier, Dilla says God told her to move to Michigan. Later, in response to her prayers, she says God told her to start a life here in Cadillac. So she did. But that night, Dilla says he said something to her that she had never heard before. Dilla moved the family to northern Michigan about 30 years ago. They settled in Idlewild in Lake County to be near family. At one time, Idlewild was called the Black Eden of Michigan. In the early to mid-20th century, it was an economic and creative haven for Black people in the Midwest. But by the time the family moved there, Idlewild had changed. Residents and entrepreneurs left for bigger markets. Economic opportunities dried up. A place that would attract 25,000 visitors on any given weekend now had a population of less than 1,000. There, Dilla says, she worried about her kids falling in with the wrong crowd.
Idlewild means the men are idle and the women are wild. You could go right around the corner and there are those people who are disruptive to their own community, to themselves and to others.
So a few years later, she packed up the family. They moved around for a few years, but eventually found Cadillac, where Dilla remembers being impressed. The lakeside community was beautiful. There was a thriving downtown. She thought it would be a great place for her family to settle. But she says there was one problem. Cadillac's reputation on race. In 2005, a group of neo-Nazis were given a certificate from the city for cleaning up a public park. Just last year, the city paid a $90,000 settlement to a Black teenager that said he was racially profiled by a police officer. And that's just recent history. Dilla had heard these stories for years.
Some were misinterpreted and some were true. But I didn't want to be bothered. I wanted to take my children and skip on down the road. But God wasn't having it. And I learned a long time ago to be obedient to him.
They settled in Cadillac. After bouncing around for so many years, Dilla felt it could be a fresh start for them. But her family quickly experienced this racism firsthand. Her son Alex was jumped by white classmates in grade school, and he nearly went to juvie for defending himself. Dilla's daughter Angel was called the N-word when she walked to the bus stop. Dilla says she still experiences racism almost every day. She admits it's exhausting, but the Lord kept telling her to stay in Cadillac.
I'm watching my children in pain, and it seems so unfair, but Jesus tells me to stay, and it was times when I even questioned him. He said, it's okay to question me, but do as I say. But he blessed me with strength for us to keep going.
Dilla always told her kids to respond to that racism with a forgiving heart.
That's very important. You forgive people for the wrong that they're doing. And don't hold that anger in. Let it go. Just throw it over your back and keep walking.
For Alex, that's her youngest, Dilla's message of forgiveness stuck.
I guess I'm the one they say is too forgiving.
Dilla says even from a young age, Alex didn't seem to want to leave Cadillac.
I don't think I would have as much love if I didn't experience as much hate as I did.
But that strategy didn't work for Angel, Dilla's middle child and only daughter.
I mean, she could tell me that over and over again, and I wasn't forgiven at all. I believe in killing people with kindness to a certain extent, but in order to understand how I feel, you gotta feel my pain. Just like you hurt me, I'm gonna wanna hurt you too.
Angel says experiencing that racism gave her thick skin. And because of what she endured in Cadillac, she closed herself off to the world. She says she doesn't let people in. Angel was sick of Cadillac and the racism she experienced there from day one. So sick of it that she moved out of the house when she was 18 and brought Alex with her. Even though it broke her mother's heart, Angel was thrilled to leave. She moved about an hour away to Mount Pleasant. But Alex kept coming back to Cadillac.
No, you didn't even stay a full 6 months. You were like, in Mount Pleasant, and you kept coming. Like, he was back here every day. He was doing the everyday trips for real.
Alex is conflicted on whether or not to stay in Cadillac. He's considered leaving, but says the town is getting safer, and his family may be playing a role. For instance, after Alex was jumped by classmates in grade school, the staff had to take diversity and inclusion training. And years later, classmates that harassed them have apologized. Black friends and neighbors confide in the family when they feel targeted or isolated.
I feel like God got me, like, he really got me here for a reason. I moved multiple times, and keeps bringing me back, maybe to help people of color feel okay up here, make them feel that they're welcomed up here. Maybe I'm sitting here to help
bring that positive
energy. Bring that positive energy, or bring that love back to the community, or unity back to the community.
Alex is known for the parties and events he throws around town and the sermons he delivers over Facebook Live. After George Floyd was killed in the custody of Minneapolis police, Alex organized a peaceful protest in Cadillac in June. A few hundred people of different races and ethnicities showed up in solidarity. There's even a photo of Alex kneeling and locking arms with a Cadillac police officer that went viral. The people that showed their support gave the family hope that Cadillac could change. Angel thinks their presence here has made that possible. But for her, that's not enough to keep them here.
I know it's not gonna change in a day. I know that, but it could change without me being here. I don't have to be here for it to change. I made my mark, so.
The change is in motion. Nobody can stop it now. It's in motion.
Dilla's perspective on Cadillac changed when Alex was arrested right in front of her. She says she no longer trusts the police. She no longer trusts some of her neighbors. She says in many ways, she no longer trusts Cadillac.
It took away a lot of my comfort. It took away a lot of it. And I don't feel safe when I go places anymore.
And so that night, the night of Alex's arrest, after putting her crying grandchildren to bed, Dilla prayed. She asked again about what to do, whether she and her family should stay. For years, for decades, the answer had always been, yes, stay. But that night, Dilla says the Lord spoke to her again, this time with a new message.
I started asking the Lord, please guide me out. Please, Lord, get me out of here. And the Lord told me, he said, I will at my time. I know that when God tells me to go, I'm going. He won't have to tell me twice.
The disorderly conduct and obstruction charges against Alex from that January arrest have since been dismissed. Angel is ready to leave Cadillac. She's already moved about an hour away, but she wants to go even farther.
I won't get up, and I could be in Texas, and in a year, I end up in South Carolina. I'm just that type of person.
I don't know.
So they go follow me wherever
she's
I go.
Lying. Excuse me, she's lying. I'm not following her.
Alex may not want to follow, but he also wants to leave soon. He's not sure where he'll go or when. He just wants to see what else is out there for him. But he may not go far, because Cadillac still has a pull on him.
Maybe open a business. I really want to open a business here. I don't know why it's just stuck on me to open a business here. But in 5 years, I plan on being the mayor of Cadillac. I really do.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.